This is the city. Powell, Wyoming. We are Scott and Russ reporting on a Friday as we have items sent to us from the Powell Police Department covering activity from earlier this week. They include a child welfare on South Absorica. A young child was found wandering by themselves. I think a singular would not be themselves, would it? I don't know. By itself, I guess. An officer responded, and the mother was already out looking for the child that had escaped. The child escaped. The child is fine. Return to mother. Return to owner. So,
you know, and it was like one of those scenes. The searchlights are going back and forth.
Sirens.
The dogs barking. Went over the fence.
Kids wearing a striped outfit. Yeah, that's how it worked. See, traffic complaint, Mountain View and Avenue G received a complaint of multiple vehicles running the stop sign. The RP requested extra patrol and then traffic stop on Avenue G. Traffic stop performed. Driver issued a warning for failure to stop at a stop sign. So it happened. Took 40 minutes to get the next one, but they got one. So
You see it every day.
Yeah.
Saw it this morning.
Especially over there, too, on Avenue G and Grand. It's pretty easy to... no one's coming. Well, we're fine. Traffic complaint. Wes Coulter received a complaint of a black BMW with Colorado license plates coming into the city limits, weaving in and out of traffic. The officer responded, not able to locate it. Disposition gone on arrival. They have recreational marijuana in Colorado, Russ.
Sounds like maybe he took his for a drive.
I guess so. Welfare check. Powell area received a request to check the welfare of a subject. The officer located the person. They're fine.
They're fine.
Yeah, this occurring at 11 o'clock at night. So that's what we need. Start banging on the door. Are you fine? I'm sleeping. I was fine.
Can you go and check on my friend? But wait till midnight.
Yeah. Bang on the door really hard, too.
Because that would be funnier.
Yeah. There you go.
we got that.
Civil standby. North of Zorka received request for a civil standby. Officers assisted. Disposition completed. As opposed to an uncivil one, Russ.
Yeah.
You don't want one of those. Trespass complaint. West 3rd received request for officers to serve a trespass on several subjects. An officer assisted. Disposition completed. I wonder how much goes into several. 100? So, I want the entire South Side trespassed.
You and all your friends are not welcome to come back.
Let's see. Harassment, North Hamilton. Received a report of harassment. An officer responded. Case under investigation. Disposition, see case. That's the same street that had the guy yelling the other day. So, it could be the same guy. Animal noisy. Avenue K received report of dogs barking. Officers responded, not able to make contact with the owner. CSO will follow up the complaint during the day. This was not me, Ross. So even though I was complaining about it the other day, but obviously it bothered somebody else in my neighborhood.
Maybe they were listening and saying, hey, yeah.
Yeah.
That kind of gets on my nerves, too.
Disturbance on Avenue K. Received a report of a bunch of kids in a white SUV that were playing Ding Dog Ditch. I think it's Ding Dong, isn't it? They leaving a dog on the porch? Ding Dong. Hey, somebody left a puppy. They were driving recklessly and screaming as they went down the street. Officers responded and identified multiple white SUVs in the vicinity.
They're everywhere.
But none of them had multiple people in them. Disposition gone on arrival. So, yeah, I think it's Ding Dong Ditch.
Yeah. Thanks for clearing that up. Yeah.
Well,
we were confused.
It says Ding Dog.
It'd be a new game we haven't heard of.
Yeah, there's a dog. So, yeah, they tried cats, but the cats kept running off. So, dogs will sit there on the front porch. So, Property damage, he's fifth. Received a report of property damage and a theft. An officer responded, case under investigation, disposition, see a report. Sometimes if somebody breaks into your car, sometimes they break your car. So, let's see, animal stray, cat and horn. Received a report of the neighbor's dogs keep getting out of the yard, going into the RP's. Yard, I'm guessing. CSO responded, made contact with the dog owner, issued citations for failure to obtain dog license times two and dangerous vicious animals. Disposition, citation issued. So, yeah, they do have a dog. They don't want to train them, Ross. They don't want to buy a license for them.
Look, Scruffy got an award.
Yeah.
That's a vicious dog warning.
Yeah. And then, actually getting citations for it now. So it's starting to add up because they just don't have the time to go get a license for it. Yeah. Takes too long,
it
Ross.
It takes forever.
You have to fill out a piece of paper. And then pay a huge licensing fee, like $2. Yeah, that's too much. But now, $25 a dog. Oh, there you go. Let's see. Animal stray. Can't catch him. Yellow lab running at large. Officer responded, but unable to catch. And then it says, gone on arrival. So I chased it enough so it left. That'll work. I'm going to lunch. Let's go over to Cody and find out what happened. They include an officer flagged down at Best Western, gave directions to travelers. Disposition, assistance given. Canada, that way. So head on out. let's see.
Go north, young man.
Yeah.
Go north.
Abandoned vehicle at Baumgars. There's been a car parked there for at least a week. White Ford Explorer with Montana plate. So, once again, a white SUV, Russ. They're just a... It's the car of choice, I guess, for criminals. So... Other animal call other Draw Street RP says there's a dog in a car, cream colored SUV. All the windows are rolled up. Disposition unfounded. So they go there and the dog's wagging its tail. Nuisance complaint on 29th Street. RP says the weeds at this location are longer than 12 inches. And he's having to pull weeds out of his fence all year long because they haven't mowed, even in January. RP says it's an eyesore for the neighborhood and needs to be fixed. So that's actually, you actually go to the doctor with an eyesore, Russ. How'd you get that? Looking at weeds in my neighborhood. Wow. You're going to need some ointment.
No, not ointment. Oh.
Thank you, neighbor, and your long weeds. I got a medical condition now.
Let's
abandoned vehicle at the bus barn. RP says there's a vehicle that's been parked there for a couple days. RP says it looks like someone is hiding in it. A tan Cadillac DeVille four-door. So, but they're hiding, not doing a good job of it. So, let's see, extra patrol request, North Street. RP says that due to the street closure by Mentalk, people are using North Street and going the wrong way on a one-way street. Disposition completed. Shaking your fist just hasn't worked. Mm-hmm. So, let's see. Lost phone. Traffic stop. North Street. Driver warned for driving the wrong way in a one-way street. And expired registration. Warning issued. So, yeah, they were driving the wrong way. So, motor vehicle crash. Walmart. Someone hit the RP's car in the parking lot.
Of course they
did. How did that happen? Disposition, C case. So, yeah, if you go into Walmart, you're going to come out. You know, you've got some savings on some plastic Chinese stuff, mm-hmm. but... Yeah, it sort of adds up when you come out and you got a dent in your car. So, but it happens all the time. Parking problem, Irma Hotel. RP says there's a red Ford pickup in front of the Irma. They're trying to set up for the gun show. So again, once again, you've got the guy who looks like Buffalo Bill Cody coming into town in a Ford pickup, and it's not realistic. So civil standby on 26th Street. RP says she's trying to return her daughter to her father's, but she is refusing to go. Disposition assistance given. So that's what law enforcement is there for, Russ, to help you parent. Is what that is.
Of course.
Yeah. So, yeah. Kid doesn't want to go to the father's house because it's boring over there. And then, so the mom calls the police to come out there and tell the daughter to go to the father's house. So, there you go. Animal stray. RP says there's a St. Bernard in front of her house. Unable to locate. So, it's one of those things, Russ, you just can't leave your house, so because there's a dog out in front wagging its tail. So anyway, that is today's version of Scott and Russ's Police Blotter, brought to you by Aldridge's Do It Center. We're on Friday. Tim stands out in front and gives directions. So there you go. He's a helpful guy. Anyway, appreciate Powell Police, Cody Police, for today's Police Blotter Report.